Genesis chapter 39. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, the officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down there. Joseph's brothers sold him to some traveling Ishmaelites. They took Joseph to Egypt and sold him to Potiphar, who was an important officer in the king of Egypt. And it says that he was an Egyptian, and that's because the Egyptians were not on the throne of Egypt. So that's why it's specifically mentioned. Verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. The Lord was with him. And someone says, you could have fooled me. He was sold by his brothers. He's now a forced servant in the king of Egypt's household. How can you say God was with him? Because God was with him. He was in God's will, believe it or not. God says, Jesus says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you if you're a Christian. Good times, bad. He's using all things together for good. God is with you, even in the worst of times. You just have to trust him, that's all. You have to trust in his sovereignty and in his goodness and in his love. And that he'll use it, whatever it may be, good, bad, in between. He's got a plan. Verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph was successful because everything he did was under the lordship of God. He let God govern him, and consequently things worked out well. At least the best they possibly could, given the circumstances and the hand that he had been dealt. 4. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he had put into his hand. So Potiphar didn't care about God, but he knew Joseph did. And he also figured out that since Joseph walked with God, he could be trusted to do the correct things. Joseph was a man of integrity because of his relationship with God. He could be trusted to do the correct thing, even when no one was watching. And Potiphar knew that. Verse 5. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. So everything that Joseph did in the house of Potiphar was blessed by God. Things were really going well because Joseph lived for the Lord. 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly man and well favored. He was honest and handsome. And Potiphar didn't worry about him. He trusted Joseph completely. 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. Well, you know, that's quite a temptation for a young man, 19 years old. And it would have been bad enough if it would have just been once. But notice 8. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master trusts me with all that is in the house, and he committed all that he has into my hand. I would betray my master's faith, his trust in me. And it should make her think too. Hey, yeah, I'm his wife. And having relationships with Joseph, a relationship with Joseph would betray her husband's trust in her, but it doesn't faze her in the least. Verse 9, he continues, there is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? See, and that's the deal with Joseph. He knew it would be a sin against Potiphar if he committed this act. But more than anything, it was a sin against God. Potiphar may never find out, but that didn't matter to Joseph because he knew God would know, and God doesn't like it, and that's the issue with Joseph. You serve God. You want to please God. You know what? You don't need written commandments because you're going to want to do what is right. Verse 10, and it came to pass as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her or to be with you. This was a temptation that just kept hitting him. She just kept pounding at Joseph, flaunting herself, throwing herself at him. She wouldn't quit. You know, sometimes we reject the temptation and it comes back. And so you have to persevere. One time often is not enough. You got to keep at it. Then she's getting desperate. Verse 11, it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. So he had to do his work. He had to obey his master, so he's in the house. Unfortunately, nobody else is in there except his wife. 12, and she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. He took off running. The Bible says that we are to flee youthful lust. Don't stand there and try to fight it. Get out of there. That's what Joseph did. She grabbed him by the garment. He took off running. You know, if he would have stayed there and tried to reason with her, who knows? He may have caved in. We need to run away from temptations. We need to avoid temptations that are too difficult for us to handle. And she scorned, verse 13. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spoke unto them, saying, see, he, talking about Potiphar, has brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us, and he came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And you know what? She just lied. And I don't think anybody in that household bought it. I don't even think her husband's going to buy it. Because when you're a woman like this, believe me, Joseph was not the first guy that she hit on. That's what I think anyway. And I think I have reason, biblical reasons for saying that. And we'll see that in a few minutes. 15, and it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. Well, she just continues to lie. He attacked me. He tried to violate me. Poor me. You know, I'm so pure. And he took off running when I screamed. Verse 16. And she laid up his garment by her until his lord Potiphar came home. And then notice. And she spoke unto him, Potiphar, according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which you have brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And you know what? Let's look at verse 18, and I'll make my point. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his heart garment with me and fled out. And so far, so good. She's sticking to her story. But you know what? He is not going to buy it. I think he is looking at her right now in disbelief because he knows Joseph. He is completely trustworthy. Joseph has never given Potiphar any reason at all to distrust him. And so it says in verse 19, "And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke unto him, saying, After this manner did your servant to me, that his anger was kindled." And it doesn't say who he's angry with. You might assume that he was angry with Joseph, but it doesn't say that. He's angry at somebody. I think he's possible, anyway, that he's more angry at his wife. Believe me, he knows what kind of a woman she is. 20, "And Joseph's master took him and put him in the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison." And if you think for one second that Potiphar would have put Joseph in prison if he really believed his wife's story, I think you are dead wrong. Joseph's head would have been chopped off for doing that to his wife. I think putting Joseph in prison is an insult to Potiphar's wife. And I think everybody knew it. That's what I think. And yet, verse 21, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." So it didn't matter where Joseph was. He could be home. He could be in Potiphar's household. He could be in the prison. The Lord was with him every step of the way because he was with the Lord. If we stick to God, God will stick to us. 22, "And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it." So his character just shined no matter where he was. And good people, decent people, who knew the difference between right and wrong, trusted him. You're not going to please everybody by having good, godly character and walking with the Lord. I'm not saying that. But people who have at least a half a brain in their head are going to recognize your value. 23, "The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made to prosper." And, you know, and it's true. And God used Joseph in these situations. And these people, the prisoners, Potiphar, everybody down there was blessed by Joseph. But Joseph was still in bondage. And actually, things went from bad to worse. But he hung in there with God. He didn't quit on God. And because he didn't quit on God, God will eventually bless him. You got to hang in there with Jesus. You got to hang in there. You got to persevere in your faith and in your love for Jesus. Even through difficult times, you got to persevere. God will see it through one way or another. You'll get to the other end of this hard time that you're going through. Joseph will, and you'll be blessed more than you ever thought possible. Oh, some tremendous lessons from Joseph.